GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
Excellent follow-up with Jim Labreck, CMS, our tech advisor on energy this morning. He's in Spacious Studio 7A. The follow-up on the plan that didn't exist, and when Governor LePage asked for it, the plan which Jim says has cost us hundreds of millions of dollars because we were supposed to be achieving some energy savings by the year 2020. Oh, that's 2 months away. It didn't exist. Here's our follow-up question to you, Jim, because you've kept an eye on this better than anyone. When Governor LePage asked what's his name for the plan, and what's his name? What was his name again?
Michael Stoddard.
Right. When Governor LePage asked Michael Stoddard, delivered to me the plan, which the efficiency board said yes and sent on, and the legislature had said yes to, and there physically was no plan. Who was the reporter from the Portland Press Herald that wrote the story? Who was the reporter from the Bangor Daily News that wrote the story? Who did the news accounts on WGME and WMTW and WABI TV5 and News Center Maine?
None of the stuff is ever followed up by the press, and that was another thing that Dick Hill really had a heartburn with. And he says, I don't know. He says, Jim, you're probably the only voice out there that can get any of the stuff across right now. It's very important. He says, my number's up. He says, I'm gone now. You have to take the ball. I'm doing the best I can. It's a tough job, and I really appreciate your listeners out there hearing me out. Okay, I'm a technical guy. I'm not a real PR guy.
So. George, you're the most venerable broadcaster in the state, okay?
Yes.
Do you recall when did Governor LePage ask for this document, and this document was, oh, I'm sorry, there wasn't one. What year was that? What time of year was that, Jim?
I think it was 2012.
In 2012, George, do you remember any coverage of this?
That the governor asked
that
for
the governor
a plan
asked
and
for
didn't
this
get it?
Plan
no.
cleared by the approved by the legislature, set in stone by Efficiency Maine. Do you recall any coverage of this in 2012?
Off the top of my head, no.
And neither do I.
I'm not saying it didn't.
Yeah, exactly. It might have existed. I haven't done a Google search yet on this.
The press are enablers to this kind of stuff. You know, have you ever seen the press ever bring up one question or any criticism about any of these alternative energy things? I got a big stack of press releases, press reports from, let's say, the tidal power down in Cosgrove Bay. You know, it was on TV all the time, was in the newspaper all the time. The thing was beached. It was only worked for less than 1 month. It was beached, and it's still beached there today. And then for years, politicians use that as the next Saudi Arabia of Maine's energy. We're going to supply all the world with tidal power. And you know what? The thing was beached. We're paying millions and millions of dollars for that project from the federal government and from Maine and everybody else. And nothing ever happens. But you never hear any reports on the outcome.
Well, as Rick knows, when you have these projects, whatever they are, you have a press officer somewhere who is shipping out press releases.
Controlling the flow of information, as
controlling,
we say.
Controlling, yeah.
Right?
So that's what you're describing is not unusual. You could go down to Washington.
I know it's not unusual. It's bad.
Well, it may
be
bad.
It's terrible. Yeah, terrible.
Especially if it's
shame on the press. Shame on them.
Okay.
Shame on the press. Everything is in press.
Okay. So if we were to search the Google machine to try to find any evidence of any media coverage of this, what you share with us, okay, Michael Stoddard, is that his name?
Yeah.
Michael, Stoddard?
Yes.
Okay. And so if I put in Michael Stoddard, Paul LePage, Efficiency Maine,
Trust.
Okay. And what? Report or something, maybe? What would be the final word there in our search?
Oh, I have, just put in those.
Report. All right. Let's see. Oh, you know what I should do? I should do 2012, right?
Yeah.
Okay. 2012. There is, from 2012, an executive director's summary report to the Board of Trustees that may be about this.
No.
Efficiency Maine Trust.
Matter of fact, that big report that Efficiency Maine Trust puts out every year, I remember the first year LePage was in office, I got a FedEx truck stopped at my house and dropped off a big box, and I opened it up, and there was a little sticky note on it with this big fat binder and a big fat report saying, Jim, what do I need to know, Paul? And so I had to critique the thing and fill him in on a lot of the details, which I'd love to talk about someday.
Okay, so you go to Michael Stoddard, Paul LePage, Efficiency Trust, Efficiency Main Trust Report 2012, search under news, and it says, your search did not match any news results.
Well, I'll tell you, if there was anything, I would have been notified of it, seeing as I was at the heart of it.
Yep.
I would have been glad to discuss that with you. But yet, if you put in Efficiency Main Trust 2009, you'll find that that there's all kinds of glamour stories about how this is going to save the world. You know, Tex Turkle 2009.
That's a name I haven't heard in a while.
All right. 2009 Efficiency Main Trust. Put in those and you'll find that there'll be all kinds of glamour stories about this is the best thing since sliced bread. We're going to save the world. We're going to knock off 30% of an energy, electricity use in the state and reduce all this natural gas. George, how come if they're supposed to reduce natural gas by 20%, how come they're building so many pipelines anyways? How are they, what are they going to put through that?
20%? Digging holes everywhere.
They're going to put 20% less natural gas through all these new pipelines?
Well, Eric Russell and Mal Leary were working on the story back in 20, I don't know if it's the same story.
What year?
2012.
And what's the headline?
A battle is underway between the governor's office and supporters of citizens' initiatives that seek to expand Maine's renewable energy portfolio.
Yeah, that's a different story.
That's a different story. That's not the Efficiency Trust.
Well, Maine Citizens for Clean Energy was that group.
Yeah, but this is the Efficiency Maine Trust. That's a citizen initiative. The Efficiency Maine Trust, if we're understanding what Jim tells us, this is a plan green-lighted by emergency legislation, in the second session. Both Republicans and had to get through the legislative council, had to clear the House of the Senate and get the signature of the then governor.
Yep.
And then it goes to the efficiency. So these are, one was citizen initiated, one is coming through the halls of Augusta.
Well, there's the annual report if you want to read it. I've got that. But Efficiency Maine.
Has it really cost us hundreds of millions of dollars? If it really did, then I think a lot more people should be perhaps righteously indignant about this.
I think the premise that this thing here was developed under false pretext, that this is what we're going to do. The law stated specifically, it was LD 1485, specifically stated to achieve a 30% electric energy savings, 30% natural gas savings, and 20% heating fuel savings by 2020. That was the goal. That's what the money's for. They didn't accomplish that. They never had a plan. And that's the same thing. Two common themes in all this energy stuff. This is one, everything's always passed on an emergency basis. And number two, nothing ever has a plan. And that's what we're going into again with the Mills administration here right now. Same doggone thing. Over and over again, hundreds of millions of dollars, and we're scamming these people, the industries, are what's really taking it hard. That's what Governor Paul LePage was so upset about. When he gets a call from industries that are saying, look, we have a much better offer to move to Atlanta, for instance, or Georgia, or different states, where they could promise them a couple million dollars immediately in energy savings right on the top for their electric bill. And now, why should I stay here? You know, and besides that, I got a lot bigger heating bill. And so the Governor LePage has a hard time. And also they would say, I don't trust the legislature over here. Industry used to tell us, you know, we don't know what they're going to come up here with next. And look what they did this year. Hundreds of millions of dollars of bills that were passed and signed by Mills this year is going to really nail us hard over the next few years. Big time.
Well, the Efficiency Maine Trust was established for the purpose of developing, planning, coordinating, and implementing energy efficiency. That was the game plan.
Yep.
And there was no question, back in 2012, the governor was in a battle with him. With $88 million of public funds on the line, the Efficiency Maine Trust was not being held to the same standards as other agencies. And lawmakers didn't have much of a say in how those public dollars were spent. Now, this is back in 2012. It's hard to pick up. But LePage was trying to bring some transparency to ending the spending of the taxpayer dollars with that. There was no question. It was a battle going on in 2012.
Right. So look at, I just pulled up August 16, 2010, letter I had to Senate President Elizabeth Mitchell at the time regarding citizens' right to participate in hearing process without fear of retaliation.
Oh,
right? And I said, yep. Dear Libby, my effort to get engineers involved with the public hearing process as promised to you when visiting me in Kingfield and Farmington with Clyde McDonald a few months ago has come under fire. Professor Hill, myself, and others from the University School of Engineering recently participated in public hearing process by testifying that the new efficiency main trust triennial plan is inadequate and insufficiently reliable to use as a basis to guarantee the goals of LD 1485.
Jim, I got to jump in because we're almost out of time. I need you to fast forward and paraphrase for me. What was Libby's response to you in saying that you said I could bring these people forward without fear of retaliation? It's not happening. What was her reply?
And she disappeared. She wouldn't confront it. And I was very upset with Libby. And then she runs for governor after that. And I think I did raise some hell with the fact that she wasn't to be trusted.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.